Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group. Hello everyone and welcome to the Maitreya program. We've got something a little bit different today. This is an interview with Dr. Jeffrey Long, who is a practicing physician and radiation oncologist in the US. He's a founder of the Near Death Experience Research Foundation, which is a free public service, and he's been gathering and archiving near-death stories for over 15 years. He's got more than 4,000 people now on his register, and people participate in the foundation's research by completing a detailed online survey about their experience. Now, Dr. Long published the initial findings of his research in a book in 2011 called Evidence of the Afterlife, The Science of Near-Death Experience. And recently, he's been doing a bit more research and published a second book called God and the Afterlife, The Groundbreaking New Evidence for God and Near-Death Experience. So we're going to do a little interview with him. Obviously not him in person, that would be lovely, but we'll go anyway. Jeffrey Long. Decades ago, I was in residency training for my medical speciality, radiation oncology, and I was going through one of the most prestigious medical journals, the Journal of the American Medical Association, when I found a cancer-related article with a title that included Near-Death Experience, or NDE. Everything in my medical training suggested that you're dead or you're not dead. So I was very interested in this near-death thing. I read the article and was fascinated. There were people all around the world having these strikingly similar experiences, and whatever the circumstances of their death. I remember at the time thinking, my gosh, why aren't people researching these experiences? And I was hooked and I started reading more and more about it. And I set up my research website, nderf.org, which ultimately led to my two books. And as a physician, were you initially skeptical about the validity of these experiences? Well, absolutely. As a doctor, I've been with people when they've died, and I've tried to resuscitate them. It seemed inconceivable to me that people who are unconscious, near death, in a coma, were having these highly lucid, recognized, very consistent experiences. I set up a website as much for myself as for getting information from those who had actually had an NDE. And prior to beginning your research, did you believe in an afterlife? Well, maybe tangentially. It was more wishful thinking. My belief in an afterlife was not based on evidence. Well, that's all changed now with the evidence I have. It's withstood the test of time for many, many years, and after many debates, we now have strong evidence from NDEs that there is indeed an afterlife and that it's a reality for all of us. No two NDEs are the same, and I've studied over 4,000 now. Yet, if you study many NDEs, you will find similar patterns that are consistently observed and tend to occur in a consistent order, even, during an NDE. First, there's the life-threatening event, the unconsciousness and often clinical death with no heartbeat, and at that time, consciousness may separate from the body. A person's consciousness can go above their physical body, and from that vantage point, they can see beyond all earthly events, which may even include the frantic effort of resuscitation by others. Then they may pass through or into a tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, there's a brilliant view of mystical light that's often encountered. They find they're in an unearthly realm with beautiful landscapes, and they may encounter deceased loved ones that they knew on earth, and there's a great deal of communication. They may see all or a portion of their prior life, called a life review, and they're having overwhelmingly positive emotions. The two most common words used to describe an NDE are love and peace, and that's what they feel intensely. Often at the end of the experience, there's a so-called boundary, a stream, a creek or a chasm of some kind that they can't cross. And there they make a decision, often with the others, about whether they're going to stay in that beautiful realm or return and continue their earthly life. What led you to publish your second book about NDEs, God in the Afterlife? During the research, I was very impressed with how often people had experienced or become aware of God, and that's their word, God. The accounts were remarkable. I felt it would be appropriate to begin a survey about it. In the most recent survey on our website, we asked, during your experience, did you encounter any specific information or awareness that God or a supreme being either does exist or does not exist? Well, we had 45% answering yes, 40% answering no, and 14.8% said they were uncertain. We also asked about people's belief in God prior to the near-death experience and afterwards, compared. And a whopping percentage came back and said, I absolutely believe that God exists. There was no doubt, it's not based on faith, but on personal experience. And that is one of the more striking changes in people's beliefs. When you were setting up your research, were you trying to verify beliefs of any particular religion or tradition? Well, no, I wasn't. In fact, I was very specifically just looking for facts as a researcher. I was going to let the findings of the study lead me wherever they would. We have over 4,000 NDEs posted. If I got it wrong in my conclusion, there would be a lot of people who would read the same material and point out my errors. So far, nobody's done that. It's important to note with regard to religion where God is encountered in NDEs, it essentially never validates any particular belief on earth. God embraces whatever we want to think. The number one message by far that people brought back from the NDE was that those who encountered God is that God loves us completely and wholly for who we are, regardless of our belief or lack of belief, regardless of our gender, regardless of our social status or anything else. And that is perhaps the most powerful message God seems to have for us in the NDE. The number one thing you have to remember is that God is not physical. When you're in an NDE, it's not an independent earthly physical realm. It's a non-physical realm. Many rules that we've known in our earthly life just simply don't apply. For example, virtually all people who have experienced NDEs say that time as we know it does not exist or is radically altered. And God's appearance can be variable. In an NDE, God can choose any appearance. Most commonly, God is described as light, often a light with a profound and loving presence, or appear more humanoid in some ways, or may simply just be felt or sensed as a presence. The experiencers know for sure it's God. There's a visual or an auditory cue of what they know to be God. The number one way they describe God was as all-loving and also omnipotent. Omnipotence means unlimited power. People become aware of God and often describe God as having an enormous ability to create, to make things happen. God had power, but not a power that's to be feared. It was a power of respect. Another concept of God was omniscience, which is a fancy way of saying infinite knowledge. Near-death experiencers were aware that God was overwhelmingly knowledgeable. In fact, those who do or do not encounter God are aware during their NDE of what's called a universal knowledge. That means knowing everything, all about the universe and how it all fits together. But of course, they couldn't retain that knowledge when they returned to their body. One person described it as like trying to put an ocean of knowledge into a teacup, which we call the earthly brain. Another thing they described was omnipresence. God is present everywhere. That seemed to be a common awareness. There seems to be a mystical, very real connection between everyone, all of us in the world, everything, and God. The word unity was used, which is surprising. Certainly, we're not typically aware of that during our earthly life, but people very commonly described that sense, that awareness. That's not classic in Western religious teachings, but that awareness of unity was the second most common thing that people strongly felt in their NDE. Did it give them a sense of unity with other people when they came back? Yes, it did. It's an awareness, not even an awareness really, but a knowing that it is part of reality. In our earthly life, you have much more a sense of disconnection and disunity. You can understand how near-death experiences can lose that strong sense of unity shortly after their experience is over. In regards to life reviews, people expressed feelings of regret or shame as they reviewed what happened in their lives. Was there a sense of judgment from God, and how does that forgiveness tie into the experience? Well, now forgiveness is almost a non-word in the NDE, and the reason for that is simple. There is virtually never a sense of external judgment when they're having a life review. All of us have done things we're not proud of. Everybody, when they see their prior life, will see times when they were unloving or hurt other people, either intentionally or unintentionally. If there is any judgment to be made or opinion about prior life actions, it's only from the person who had the NDE looking at their own life. And whether it's God or other beings around them, they essentially never had a sense of external judgment. And without the judgment, there's not a concept of forgiveness. In the book, you say that many near-death experiencers receive information about the purpose of life. Can you talk about that? In the most recent version of my survey, another question that I asked was, did you get any information during your NDE about Earth's meaning and purpose? The fascinating finding is that a high percentage of people said yes, they actually encountered this information. We had a comment box after the question where they could share. One of the most common responses about what we're doing here and what's important in our earthly purpose is love. It's love of ourselves, love of other people, and love of the earth. Lessons about love, learning about love, and growing in love seem to be one of the strongest purposes. Almost never did people get information about a specific vocation, say becoming a teacher or a doctor. Others go on to say that a meaning and purpose of our life is to learn. We need to grow. We need to understand. The overriding message when people encounter such information is that here on Earth, where there's nihilism, depression, anxiety, frustration, and difficulties, that it's reassuring to know that our earthly life is extremely meaningful and important. There's a real meaning to earthly life every step of the way, even if it's difficult. Look, we have a number of people who had NDEs as a consequence of a suicide attempt, and interestingly, they almost never attempt suicide again. During their NDE, it's common for them to understand that their attempt was a huge mistake. People who attempt suicide and don't have NDEs are strongly predisposed to attempt again, but not if they have an NDE. They learn the important lesson about their earthly life. This is probably the single most important factor that keeps virtually all of them from attempting suicide again. Did you find any evidence of reincarnation? Interestingly, I have just started doing research on that. In addition to a life review where they see a portion or all of their prior earthly life, a number of near-death experiences describe having an awareness of a life before their earthly life, and sometimes many, many lives. They were vividly described. You and I wouldn't believe it if we heard 10 people say, "I was Cleopatra in a former life." That's not what the people described, though. They described very mundane, down-to-earth prior lives that could be decades or even centuries ago. For people of various religious backgrounds, were their near-death experiences different or similar? They were all strikingly similar in their descriptions of God. I couldn't find any difference in how God was described or how God was experienced, regardless of religious background. Prior religious belief doesn't significantly influence the NDE. It's amazing when you think about it. You could be Hindu, you could be Muslim or Christian. If you have an NDE, the experience is going to be similar. One difference was with atheists. A small population of people described themselves as atheists at the time they had their experience. From an atheist point of view, God cannot exist. No way. Yet, these atheists encountered God. All but one of the atheists ceased being atheist after the NDE. Has your research influenced your attitude about death? I should say so. It's changed me enormously. I'm a much more compassionate physician. I treat people who are fighting life-threatening illnesses. Cancer is a scary word for everyone. Many people don't make it, and ultimately they succumb to the illness. I've been able to work with patients and their families who are facing this devastating illness with more courage, more positivity, and knowing that those people who die an earthly death are ultimately going to be in a wonderful afterlife. It's a profound message of hope, a profound message of the importance of God's love for all of us. It really changes humankind's thoughts about relationship to have that connection. We call it unity. Here we have literally hundreds of NDEs all saying that we're in this world together and we're all in a very important way connected. As that awareness grows, I hope it will lead to a change in the world, to a more peaceful and loving, cooperative world. Goodness knows we certainly need that more than ever. People say that the profound love God has for them affects their self-awareness. No matter what they've done on earth or haven't done, they are still that beloved child of God. They will go on after they die into the afterlife. And as difficult as this earthly life is for all of us, there is that wonderful afterlife ahead where we'll be with our loved ones who we lost. And that really is our destiny. That's a profound message of hope and reassurance. And that was an interview with Dr. Jeffrey Long. And you could find more about his work at nderf.org. Now, I realise we're running a bit low on time here, and I really wanted to talk a little bit about Dr. Jean-Jacques Charbonnier, who has done work in France with energies with regards to the soul. But I don't think we'll be able to do that, so we'll save it for another time. My thanks to Richard, the engineer, without whom this would be a mishmash of mistakes. And we'll look forward to having you again, your company, next week. Love and light, everyone.